All right.
Call meeting to order. Any modifications?
No.
Who are you here for?
I'm here for a couple of things, all good things.
Okay.
All right, so grants, I just wanted to give you some updates. We've almost, for Stratton Rep, we've almost fully funded the cross-country trail. We got another $5,000 grant from SRAM, which is like a equipment manufacturer for bicycle parts. So we're at $13,000 out of the $15,000 we needed for that. VIMBA invited us to do a trail grant for the Blue Descending Trail for $7,000. I spoke to Stratton Mountain. They indicated that they were interested in potentially doing a grant with us. And there's a couple other small grants that I think I'm going to be able to get us the $15,000 for the Blue Trail. So that's $30,000 for those two trails. And then the Christopher Reeve Foundation invited us to reapply for the grant that we had applied for. And tomorrow I have kind of an orientation meeting with their staff. So I'm pretty confident that we should be able to get the money for doing all the adaptive access stuff around the property.
Are there any approvals you need from the town?
No, not really. Not for that stuff. The next thing, so I had spoken to Allison earlier in the week. The Northern Borders Regional Commission, or Northern Regional Border Commission, I forget which it is, does a timber for transit grant. And what it's been used for in the past is, you know, it's used to promote Vermont sustainable wood products. There's a couple other municipalities that have used it in the past to build pavilions. It's a 50% matching grant. I think Allison said we had about $100,000 saved up, which means we can put in for another $100,000, which was kind of around where we had gotten the quote back from Rob, around $180,000, $200,000 for doing a timber frame pavilion. That pre-application is due the 27th of February. I had talked to Allison about it, seeing whether, you know, she had the capacity to handle submitting that grant or whether she would like us to submit the grant for the town because, you know, we've got a little bit of time and the ability to administer it. She was okay with us putting the grant application in for the town. I just wanted to make sure that that was okay with the town to put in the pre-app. And then I think the actual application is April 15th.
What's the specific details about this grant? Who is getting it?
It's the Northern Borders Regional Commission. It is a 50% match. So we would need to come up with 50% of the funding for the pavilion, which we pretty much have at this point. And then they issue it either to municipalities or nonprofits. But since the town would be using the money that they've already saved for the pavilion, I would imagine it makes sense for the town to submit it, whether that's me or Allison. I don't think it really makes a difference. Allison had indicated she would be okay with us doing that work.
No, we're chill.
You said this was free.
I'm not trying to throw her under the bus.
You said it, not me.
She was more than comfortable, you know, and me and her can go back and forth.
Just work.
Well, you work with grants all the time, so it's easy for you to do it. Than, yeah.
That's exactly what she said. Right. I mean, they allow us to put in whatever.
This was her for sustainable forest?
Yeah, sustainable. It's called Timber for Transit.
Timber for Transit.
Yeah, by the Northern Borders Regional Commission. The Northern Borders Regional Commission also does a grant program called a Catalyst Grant, which one of the buckets that they support is recreation. It's kind of like the Land Water Conservation Fund grant that we had applied for that we didn't get. It's due exactly at the same time as the Timber for Transit. I was considering applying, SOVTA, applying for that for the rest of the trails for the property. And we would probably be able to use all the work that we've done to this point and the fundraising as a match towards it, because that is still a 50% match for that grant. And what is it? The end of this month, it's just the intent or pre-application, then they decide if you can apply. So I would do the pre-application, find out what they say, and then I can come back to you guys whether we're going to do the full application or not.
Did you mention that in that email? The details on that second grant that went...
No, I didn't. No. I was just looking at it like an hour ago. I didn't
Oh, okay.
If you want, I can send you when I get home.
Yeah, so I can get it in the minutes.
Yeah. I'll send it.
So you want a motion to an approval?
Yes.
Sure. I'll make a motion to permit Steve to.
Who seconded it?
Coach.
Okay.
And I'll follow up with, you know, Allison and keep her in the loop. The Act 250 permit for Stratton Rec, I CC'd Kevin on the email today. We finally got heard back from Rebecca Chalmers for Wetlands. She signed off, no impact. Fishing Game or Fish and Wildlife, Taylor or Trevor, I forget his name, had said there was no impact. Now that we have that, I submitted to Springfield for our official pre-application meeting. If I don't hear back from Stephanie or Rebecca, who's the specialist for the Springfield office, by the end of the week, next week I just plan on submitting the application and then they have to respond. I know they probably have a large caseload, workload on their hands, so they may or may not reply. The big issue with the Act 250 permit is we don't know. So the work that we're proposing is within the existing use of the property. We're not changing the use. So in theory, it should be a major administrative amendment. However, it's over a couple of years, so they might drop us into the bucket of a master plan for Act 250. We just don't know. That's why I would like to do that pre-application meeting, so Stephanie Giles could tell us what it's going to go into. She may not have an answer, so I don't know. But hopefully the end of next week, the Act 250 permit will be into the system.
At what point do they need to set the proposed site plan?
So that's what I was going to get into. Okay. So the Timber for Transit grant, if we were going to use that for the pavilion,
mm-hmm.
It says from the date that the grant's awarded, and they didn't have an award date on the grant listing, you have 12 months to start to draw down on the funds and 3 years to complete. So that means we could do the pavilion in 27, 28, or potentially 29.
The drawdown, that can be
doing administrative stuff.
That could be the engineering portion.
Yeah, exactly. It can be any of the pre-project stuff that we would have to do for the site. Just as long as that you start work, you know, or project work within that 12 months, it doesn't mean you have to start everything. That means if we plan to do that, I think in the Act 250 permit, I said specifically that in 2020, the end of 26, the beginning of 27, we'd be looking at builders, you know, soliciting RFPs, and then when we had settled on a builder, we would submit full plans for the pavilion location to A&R. We still have to find out if they're going to be okay with us, like staggering that in the process. She may come back to us and say, we need to decide on a location now for the permit to go through. But I won't know until they get back to me. So hopefully in the next week or 2 weeks before the next select board meeting, I'll have heard back from A&R and we'll kind of know if we can push it down the road a little bit or if we need to make a decision.
Are we still, you guys were still talking about either over the basketball court or over the volleyball court.
Yeah. I think the biggest
we're really just waiting for Al to move in Tennessee.
Basically the biggest thing is going to be the if we get the Timber for Transit grant, you know, we're going to have to decide, and that A&R may force our hand having to decide. They may be okay with us as long as before we do the work we tell them where we're going to put it, because either site we're really not redisturbing that much, so it may not be a big deal. I just won't know until I hear back from, you know, A&R Act 250. What else was there? So I sent a map to Kent. For the Stratton Town Forest, the USFS, either next year or the following year, is planning on logging their parcel that's just to the south on the other side of the snowmobile trail. They haven't decided how high in elevation they're going. They may be able to go higher than 2,500 feet because it's on federal land. But I know for sure they're logging everything under 2,400 or 2,500 feet. On the map, there's a couple of areas within the Stratton Town Forest that have some decent wood, ash, maples, birch, and stuff like that. And if the USFS is already going to have a crew out there logging, we may want to consider piggybacking on that and having them log potential areas in the strata platforms.
Next year?
Next year or the following year. I think in the spring.
Because you know what's going on there now, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is going to take, we would need to start planning if we were going to do this.
I'm just saying, before we throw any more fuel on that.
Right. Well, I mean, this is something that's specifically allowed in the covenants.
Who told you they're logging there?
Martina did.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave.
I've been hearing that at Grout Pond for the last 9 years.
No, this is...
No, I'm serious. They did. Yeah. We're going to do it next year. And then 7 years later, well, our plans changed. And
in the most recent logging plan they had, this is one of their priority projects. Mm-hmm. So I would imagine sooner than later that they're going to do this. But if we were to do that, we'd probably want to get in touch with the county forester and see if they have any input on it. I mean, it's something that's specifically allowed under the covenants of the deed restriction. And it's not the whole entire property. It's selective areas. And it's a potential to maybe get some money out that we can use to put back into the property.
Right.
You know. But, again, it's something that takes a little bit of time, which is why I'm mentioning it now.
Okay.
So as the USFS moves forward, we can kind of, you know, liaise with the county forester, see if they have any input, anything that they would like to see specifically done. You know, I think it's something to be good to plan for.
Right, yeah, okay.
Because we may be waiting, you know.
Hopefully we're done with them.
I think it'd just be better to just sit on it.
How do you feel about it?
Not even say anything about it. Because just let them realize that, you know, we're planning on doing the trails. Nothing more, really.
Well, I mean.
I understand forestry. Forestry is a different issue.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing is, you know, they had specifically said that, like, all these areas were critical habitat and corridors and stuff, and the USF is going to clear cut it. So that kind of puts a few holes into their theory. It's just something that I wanted everybody to be aware of because it's on the horizon.
They're going
to
clear cut what they get?
In there? Probably. They're not going to select. They're not going to do selective coming in there. They're going to go in and just.
They just mow it down with a bunch of mechanized crap and make a big mess.
Yeah.
Basically,
this is the Forest Service.
Yeah.
Well they put it. They sell the job.
They sell the job.
They sell the job to a logger.
Whoever gets the bid.
Nobody's hand cutting anymore.
No wonder they like Julianne. haven't prosecuted them yet.
Like I think it's something that we should keep our eye on. You know, they're going to be logging it. They're already going to have access in there. They're going to be bringing the machines in. So if they were to do that, if we were going to pick a time to do any logging on the property, and the interesting thing is the areas that they would potentially log that's under 2,500 feet really aren't where the trails are, so it wouldn't have any impact on the rest of the property. You know, if they wanted to log the northern side of the property, they'd be able to go in through the parking lot. There's an existing skid road on the other side of the stream. You know, it would be lowish impact for what the forest is, and we'd potentially be able to pull some money out.
Have to go through the Nature Conservancy.
No.
Wouldn't it?
No.
Is it?
Selective logging is one of the covenants of the deed restriction.
Yeah. We have to go through if they're taking
without their approval.
Oh, yeah. But
it's in the deed.
It's in the deed. Like, that's specifically. It doesn't say we can clear cut, it says selective logging. And
so we got to make sure they don't get us confused with the National Forest.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, they would have to get into a fight with. That's not our issue. But they, you know, as far as we're concerned outside of the Nature Conservancy, it's something that we're allowed to do. It is on the horizon. And if we were to do it, that would probably be a really good time.
Yeah.
Because they could do that, and then we can finish doing the trails after that.
Yeah.
This way there's no overlap. And it'll be another, you know, 50 years, 60 years until they come back in and log. Because you really can't log above. Well, you can above 2,500 feet, but you need to get a
250.
Yeah, you need to get a special permit to go above 2,500 feet.
Okay.
And Dana and Martina said they would, you know, keep us abreast of what's going on, so at least this way we can make decisions. I don't know if the town would need to put it out to bid, or whether we could just hire the company that was working for the USFS.
Well,
possible. So
I don't think you want to go in there with a bunch of machinery.
I mean, there's some good action there.
Yeah.
That, you know, is eventually going to go to pot.
Yeah, it is.
Some cherry in there, too.
Yeah, like there's some nice, you could pull some nice, nice hardwoods out of there.
The ash should come out anyway.
Regardless. I'm surprised, like, looking at the ash that's in there, very few of them are diseased. And they're all, you know.
There's not that much around there.
Really?
That bug is around there.
Yeah. The ash trees in there are very, very big.
Wow.
So I would imagine the time that we have until that stuff goes to pot is...
So you want us to take down the ash and put in a crop of pot?
I said go to pot.
Oh, okay.
Not go get pot.
Put the way you worded it, Chris. I would see if anybody pays attention.
But, yeah, since there's... We've got a limited lifespan on that ash that's in there, and the cherry I'm not concerned about, but, you know, if we were going to do it sooner than better, you know, and then potentially that's some more money that can go back into the property. You know, we would probably have to have somebody come out and look and decide how much is really in there.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly a logger. I mean, I can cut some trees down, but
yeah.
who knows what it'll end up. It could be 5,000, it could be 20,000. Who knows? But it's something...
First of all.
Yeah.
Well, especially the ash. I mean, it's gonna end up going to hell surely, or who's kidding him.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to get some money out of it rather than just let it rot.
And it doesn't really affect anything else on the property.
No.
So I don't see, if they're already there, why we wouldn't do that. It would make absolute sense to do it. Mm-hmm. Trying to think if there was anything else. No, I think that's all I had for you guys.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yep, that's all I got.
And you have the answers you need at this point.
I think so. Until, you know, there's more questions. But
okay.
For now, we're good. All right, boys.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
Thank you. I will see you later. Thanks,
have a good
Steve.
Night.
Yep.
Thanks, Steve.
Yep, no worries.
Yeah, just send me an email with that information.
Yeah, well, as soon as I get home, I'll send you the link for both.
Great, thanks.
All right, guys. Later.
We did get a note from Bob Fisher. For one, he's on vacation, but then are you? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just want to reiterate and try to explain it.
Yeah. All right, but we can discuss
it. Kind of backing off a little bit more.
Sounds like it.
Nature Conservancy is?
They're trying to avoid litigation.
Fuck them. Now let's just go to the inside of this. We're sick of playing around.
See, they back off far enough so we don't have to do much work on the curves and all that stuff.
I just don't like having to run everything by them.
Yeah.
You know, anything we do up there, basically in that agreement, they wanted us to, you know, and the way they go about stuff, it takes them forever to get an okay.
Yeah, I don't think the town's going to do any more than just trails.
We should have done this in the beginning, probably, but you know, I guess we had to play the game just to see where they were at. But
yeah, but I noticed they just ran along every time we come up and have some kind of a meeting or something with them. They're backing off a little bit here and there. I'll make a motion to go into executive session for a hot second.
So moved.
You don't want
to? All in favor? Aye.
I haven't seen that yet, so. Aye.
Get plotted up.
Yep, I will.
They want to do it now, that's fine. Don't bother me.
I just got to come back and rebury it.
Just put enough slack in there so we can push it off to the side, so if I happen to run the lawnmower this summer, I don't run it over. He says, all right, if it gets messed up, we'll just fix it. It's okay.
I've been asking for 4 years to raise the wire on Ball Farm.
before we pull it down the phone line. So I told Stuart, I said, the next time you get a chance, take it down.
Take it down, yeah.
I said, then they'll come and fix it.
Yeah.
I said, don't go around it, don't get stuck going around it, get it in your headboard and floor it, and then they'll come and fix it. It's not a power line, it's a phone line.
Yeah.
And maybe they will listen. I've called them like 4 different times, and
yep. Like this bullshit with the batteries.
They did offer you a light hour to it.
It's yeah.
Like, they're so stupid. Over the road down there, just after the bridge when you're going down Westworth Road. And they call them and call them and call them, and they call them up one night and says, tomorrow morning we're coming in with a chainsaw. We're going to cut that telephone pole and cut it just as long as it hangs in our way. We're going to keep cutting it. They were there next morning to change it. And that was back in the 60s.
Road crew issues?
There's a couple of things.
Why don't you go back to sleep?
Better to be a smart ass than a dumbass, Al.
No comment.
I've been talking with Colin at Wyndham Regional about getting started on that scoping study grant for the Stiles Brook culvert over there. Are you working all the time? No? I mean,
no.
Okay. He wants to meet with me and like one other person from town.
Next week's out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, or maybe the week after or something. Just go over the whole process. We have to like just sign a couple of things and authorize like the municipal project manager and that kind of stuff. Same shit that we had to go through for the Grout Pond grant. And then they have a list of like engineers that kind of pre-qualify, so you don't have to go through a whole formal government bidding process. Mm-hmm. The mountain would like to see him use VHB, which is the company we're doing Grout Pond with, because they're the ones that have done that entire water quality study for like the last 10 years over there. So they already have a lot of the information.
Right.
So it would make sense for them to do it. So that'll be the number one reason that the state won't want to do that, because, you know, I mean, if it makes sense, they're not, you know. But anyway, we'll see what happens with that. You submit to V-Trans and they'll give you the criteria and how you pick your contractor, and then we'll get going on it. So, yeah. So there's that. There's really nothing new on the Grout Pond one. I think they're still messing around with the Forest Service on the easement on both sides of the road down through there before they can move forward. And I haven't heard whether we got that second grant that we applied for yet. I don't think it's been chosen. So there's really nothing new to report there. The new truck is here and the old truck is gone. The new truck looks good. So that's finally off the radar now. We got that.
Talking about that for what, a year?
Yeah, year and a half. So anyway, but finally that's done. And other than that, there's really not too much. Just weather, you know. Haven't had any washouts lately.
You got a heavy date tonight?
No. That I just got an email.
Are you going snowmobile?
No, I'm not going snowmobile. I gotta go check Carl's stove. Want to make sure his house is nice and warm for him.
Okay.
All right. But I don't think I have anything else.
What went on there? Did Mike get that problem solved?
There's the power shut off.
That house was froze up. He had filled the tanks, but hey, he couldn't fill them now. Okay, just a little side. Okay.
Town hall and rec area.
Wait a minute, I'm not done.
Oh, sorry.
He's running the meeting, eh?
It's a loose interpretation.
the grant stuff came out today for the paving and everything else. So I gotta wade through all that crap tomorrow. I'll have some stuff for you to sign. And I was thinking, I want to talk to Tom, because if we get a paving grant, it might be a good idea to pave half a county road this summer with that grant. You know, I mean, offset the $200,000, use our money to pave that, use the grant money for that project. So I'm going to have him kind of tentatively figure out what it would cost to do that, because the $200,000 won't give us enough to do another full mile. So rather than just extend that by like whatever we can get the 200,000 for, then it leaves a little piece to do the next year, which kind of doesn't really make a hell of a lot of sense. So I think it would be a good time to maybe consider, if we get the grant, there's no, I have no inside scoop on whether we're going to get one or not.
Right.
But I was thinking about it, and if we got that 200,000 plus what we have in surplus from the prior year, I wouldn't be surprised if it would give us enough to pave half a county road this summer. Possibly. I don't know that I'd throw that out there for Victor to see, because he'll be calling me every day, you know. But, you know, it's just something that I'm thinking about, and I'll have Tom do some pricing on it.
How much distance do we have to pave where the road doesn't have anything to have done to it? I mean, it's really,
I think, about a half a mile. I think about half of it. It's about 1.2 miles.
The whole
road is.
From tip to tip.
Yeah.
And I think you could pretty easily do a half a mile of it without having to get into any right-of-way issues or cut any trees. Or it's not until you get to about Junta's old driveway is where it starts necking down, and then you'd have to do quite a bit of work.
Yeah.
There'd be a lot of tree work and stuff like that.
So you're talking about mountain roadside.
Yep. Yeah, do up past Gold Medal Circle and...
And down around kind of the chicane there, and then that's about where...
That's the biggest pain in our backside. You know, as far as mud season goes, that's where we have the most problems. So it would be a winner if we could, but it's only going to happen if we get the grant, and it may not even happen then. But
that's just going to be the assessed value of Gold Medal Circle.
The calculations I did on the tonnage, I think we would have enough money even if it was at $100 a ton. The only thing that's a question mark to me is how much Tom's going to hit us for trucking those millings over there to mix in to make a good base. But I don't think it's going to be that. You know, because
you're planning to pave from the center of town up to where you stopped?
Right out here
up to
it's
where
like 1.3 miles. That road is nasty up there.
Can we patch in that hole in the middle of Southworth's driveway?
No,
it's all good.
May have to cut it and
it's right there.
In there this summer.
Well, that would be like next summer's paving, you know.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a, but it will all thaws out.
They're bad. There's frost heaves this year that I've never seen before.
Everywhere.
Some of them are wicked.
I did not perform any better shots like that. I don't feel like it did.
It's only going to get worse.
It's bad. It's one of the worst year for frost heaves I've seen. It's
the coldest it's been consistently in 15 years.
Not for me, sir. I'm done.
Lake Champlain's going to freeze over tonight. Complete, they say.
Cool.
Town Hall Rec area. We have
several different things.
Steve Fletcher for March 7th. You okay with that?
Yep.
So move.
Excuse me.
Line dancing.
Yep, they're back.
I'm good.
Is that going to be Thursday evenings again?
Yep.
Beginning when?
2/19.
Okay.
2/19, 26, 3/5, 3/12, 3/19, 3/26.
Okay. I really don't care. I just like to make sure we have the parking lot good, you know, when people are going to be using it. Yeah. So it's easier for me to write it down and then.
Yeah.
I don't have to be like calling him at home and saying on a Saturday, is somebody using it tonight? Because we'll just make sure that it's all. Tim's generally pretty good about doing it. After I get my knee fixed, it's going to be part of my PT.
It'll be a new PT.
The 11th of March.
Yeah.
So.
Coop wants town hall for May 30th.
I don't care.
He don't need it soon.
When hell freezes over. When Lake Champlain.
Is he going to be back for town meeting? Probably not, right?
I don't think he is this year.
I don't recall. I don't know.
I'm not going to be here.
Probably.
But Beth says...
No, he won't be back until after the meeting. He thinks about a week later.
Until the next meeting? Probably have to.
Yeah.
And Beth's going to...
Yep. She's going to do that. And then...
I'll just want an organizational for the following selectmen's meeting.
How many of us are up for...
Three.
Me.
You are?
Well, I'm in 1 year.
Two, one,
two,
three.
You're up, right?
You
so
three.
Me and him will count votes, I guess.
No,
you can't
you're up.
Because you're up.
I'm up. Okay. All right.
He already got, in the BCA meeting, he already had what Helen said she would do.
If a BCA meeting would have known that.
I just got my minutes when I got home before I wolfed my dinner now and said, oh shit. I went that way. You guys didn't fuck around. You got it all done quick.
Right.
Okay.
BCA went to.
Unlike this meeting, because you're bullshitting too much, but other than
that.
I don't know. You've been doing a fair amount of bullshitting, Coach. Glass houses, my friend.
Just wanted to see if you were paying attention.
I ain't even gonna mention this fucking bullshit.
Which
fuck you know, that goddamn social media companies or the regional print journalism, whatever all that fucking shit. Lion Dancing with you.
Shit, heard me the other day, he was dealing with Fidia when those over his house.
Woo! Minutes, last reading.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any other business that may come?
Nah.
For the board? Everybody sign the orders?
Yep. I have none.
So I'm making a motion we adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Sweet. Cooch, would you fire those orders over?
There ain't many. They'll be quick tonight. All right.
I'll listen.
Anybody?